Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Classic novels and movies always needed a hero or a heroine to save the day, but in really good stories, there's also a nemesis, an enemy to fight and defeat. This week, I'm looking at three new movies from Korea, India, and France, two action thrillers and an animated comedy about arch nemesis. There's a former villain in witness protection, a commando on a train heading in a southbound direction, and a communist sergeant preparing his own defection. Kill, co-written and directed by Nikhil Nagesh Bhatt. Amrit, played by Lakshya, is a commando in a special unit of the Indian Army. Along with his best buddy Varesh, played by Abhishek Chauhan, they lead their troops in tactical operations using martial arts and hand-to-hand combat. But he's in a bit of a jam. The love of his life, Tulika, played by Tanya Maniktala, is pledged to another man in an arranged marriage. To elope seems too risky. Her father is an oligarch with immense power and wealth. Even so, they arrange for a secret meeting aboard the express train her family are riding south from Amritsar to Delhi. And right there, with the two of them squeezed into a cramped toilet, Amrit proposes marriage, complete with a ring. But what neither of them realize is the train has been targeted by a brutal gang of bandits for an attack on the sleeper cars. The Dakos kill the guards and steal watches, jewelry, and cash from everyone there, and they sexually threaten the women. They're led by a capricious man named Fani, played by Raghav Juyal, the nefarious son of the clan's patriarch. But when Amrit and Varesh see what's happening, they decide it's time to fight back. But can just two commandos take on an entire family of bandits? Kill is a non-stop ultra-violent action movie, the first of its kind out of India. It's nothing like Bollywood. No songs, no dances, no extensive flirting. This is heavy-duty fighting from beginning to end. This is Lakshya, the actor's first starring role. He's good-looking and intense, natural leading man. He plays Amrit as a regular Punjabi, drawn almost to madness when he sees his lover threatened. Then he goes berserk. He wears a blood-stained shirt for most of the film, and beware, there's a lot of blood to be spilt. Much of the action takes place in the aisles of the express train, between cars, on the roof, out the exit doors. Weapons range from sabers to rifles to a metal fire extinguisher and, of course, the fighters' bare fists. It's supremely well choreographed fighting, really well done, and the sound effects are chilling. You hear the sound of a skull hitting metal, the slash of a knife, the thud of a fist hitting flesh, all the way through. I've never seen any movie quite like this, and I really enjoyed it. If you can get into intensely violent, non-stop action movies on the scale of the great Indonesian flick, The Raid, then I think you'll really like Kill. Despicable Me 4, directed by Chris Renault and Patrick Delage. Gru, with the voice of Steve Carell, is a former supervillain who is now on the straight and narrow. He lives with his beloved wife, Lucy, played by Kristen Wiig, their three adopted daughters, Margot, Edith, and Agnes, and their newborn baby son. But he has to dive back into the world of villainy when he is recruited on a secret assignment to return to the criminal boarding school in the Alps of his childhood, the Lycée Pas Bon. Once there, he must capture and jail his lifelong rival, Maxime Le Mal, played by the voice of Will Ferrell. Now, Gru has his minions, the diminutive bright yellow creatures who obey his orders but are always up to no good. But Maxime has minions of his own, cockroaches. He's built up a veritable army of the insects, and when he escapes from prison, he vows revenge against Gru and all those around him, including his kids. To safeguard his family, Gru enters a witness protection program where they're all given new identities and names and a suburban home, and they're told to blend in. The problem is, their next-door neighbors, the Prescotts, have a precocious but obnoxious daughter named Poppy. She has guessed Gru's true identity and threatens to expose him unless he helps her pull off a heist of her own. But can Gru keep his family safe while pulling off this audacious caper? Or will they fall prey to Maxime and his empire of cockroaches? Despicable Me 4 is an animated kids comedy about a former villain facing off against a current villain. It's the latest in an immensely successful French movie franchise about a likable villain and his makeshift family. Like the rest, it combines simple animation with funny lines and goofy characters. And once again, I saw this one in an audience packed with kids who really seemed to love it. Personally, I think it's getting a bit tired. Like, they're running out of new ideas. But the one genuinely funny aspect are the minions, all voiced by Pierre Coffin. When they're on the screen, you'll be laughing with their silly and imaginative slapstick humor. Despicable Me 4 isn't great, but it did keep me entertained, and the kids will love it. Escape, directed by Lee Jong-pil. It's present day at the DMZ in North Korea. The Demilitarized Zone, it separates the North from the South, is full of landmines with sentinels and towers watching closely for any movement on either side. Kyunam, played by Lee Jae-hoon, is a sergeant in the Korean People's Army, nearing the end of his 10-year term there, and he dreads returning to work in a coal mine. He has no family to go home to. He has firmly embraced the national ideology of Juche, or self-reliance, but in Kyunam's case, self-reliance has taken on new meaning. Each night, he sneaks out all alone from his bunker, climbs through a window, and crawls his way across the minefields toward the border, recording all the safe spots along the way, scribbling in his little map. He plans to defect to the south before the next rainfall makes the landmines shift. But he runs into trouble when a pudgy private named Donghyuk, played by Hong Sabin, who idolizes the sergeant, sees his trial runs. Donghyuk longs to be reunited with his mother and sister in South Korea, so he tries to escape on his own, using Kyunam's map. But he mucks things up, putting them both in danger of a firing squad. But who appears at the desertion trial but Hyun Sang, played by Koo Kyo Hwan, a major in a high position. He has connections with Kyunam going way back and declares him a national hero and sets him up in a cushy job as an aide-de-camp for a drunk general. Even so, Kyunam is committed to his plans. Can he reach the border before Hyun Sang can catch him? Or are they doomed to a violent end? Escape is a fast-moving action thriller full of complex schemes and near escapes, along with plenty of unexpected surprises, which I won't reveal here. Koo Kyo-hwan plays the major as a slightly effeminate upper-class nepo baby born into the position, who would rather be a concert pianist than an officer. This villain reveals hints of a secret gay past, adding to his mystery. Lee Jae-hoon plays a macho, self-reliant sergeant who just wants to choose his own future and have enough food to eat, based on what he hears about the South from the propaganda broadcast he picks up on his transistor radio. The entire film takes place in the North. It portrays a country filled with poverty, malnutrition, and class divisions based on party membership, where the ordinary people just scrape by while the effete elites gorge on fine meats and liquors. I have no idea how accurate this is, but I really like the details in the movie, from the socialist realist murals, the giant slogans, and the maroon-colored dress uniforms the officers wear. And of course, its gripping plot that'll keep you glued to the screen. I like this one. Kill and Despicable Me 4 both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings and you can catch Escape at the TIFF Lightbox. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.